I'm calling the meeting. I am calling the meeting to order at 6:28. And we are all here in person, Allison Marchione and Tina, I'm drawing blank on Skihan, and Meredith Lieben in person. And you all have to state that you're there remotely. Well, you're not a board member, Tracy, but Kathleen does. Has to state that you're there remotely. I can't hear you. You're on mute still.
Kathleen Cross is here remotely.
Thank you. Okay. Luckily, I printed out old school, a copy of the agenda. We have been called to order. Corrections and additions to the meeting agenda. I have one. It was brought to our attention by the town manager earlier today that we did, in fact, have to be in present, that protecting the well-being of our director was not an adequate reason for going remote. So here we are. And we'll be here again in August or whatever summer meetings we have. So that's one correction. Does anybody have any other corrections? Nope.
Do we want to add, talking about making the Zoom links easier to find on the website, on the public library website?
Well, I think the agenda is posted on the website.
But it took me some searching to find it. So
the agenda.
Could we link it to the calendar?
For the meetings? I guess so. I'm just, the problem is if it's open because other people co-opt the Zoom account and start having their own meetings. So I don't think that would be good.
Okay, gotcha.
I think they need to be attached to the agenda.
Okay. That was my only
okay.
New business that I wanted to know.
Yes.
Do you need to share the agenda screen here?
That'd be great. Okay. We're going to do a bunch of screen sharing, but not on Zoom.
No.
I don't, well, you can. You have to share both. Yeah, exactly, so they can see. Okay. Okay, so the meeting's good. The prior meeting minutes, hopefully everybody had a chance to read them over. Does anybody have any corrections? Kathleen, I was giving you a chance for a second before you vote on them. Yeah.
I approve. I can't. Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing anyone else except Meredith.
Oh, sorry. Let me get, I'll move over. Sorry. I'm just asking for any corrections to the previous minutes, which are now online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, April.
May.
Yeah. No, we didn't meet in May.
Oh, right.
Anybody have any corrections?
No. I don't.
Okay. May I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the May minutes.
Okay.
April minutes. Oh my gosh. I can't
okay.
type.
I know it's really hard.
It's really hard.
There's a reason Harriet's so quiet at the meetings. I mean, she likes to be, but it's impossible. Okay, so just for the Zoom participants, Tina moved and Allison seconded. Any discussion? Okay,
no.
Call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Perfect. Unanimous. They are adopted unanimously. Okay. Public comment. We do have a member of the public present.
I don't have any comments. I just want, there's been new board members, so I just try to make an appearance
okay.
to all the boards and commissions and folks in town to sit in and say hi and see how the meeting goes.
Okay, and you saw how our meeting started. It was a comedy of summertime errors, and there you go. Well, welcome. Welcome. And there we go. Okay, Tracy, we're on to you for the library report and the financial status report, and we will share documents so you can just give us highlights. Presumably,
yep.
Everybody read them.
Yeah, so our library report, I'll just go over quickly. We are still planning our summer reading program, so we're still I'm going around picking up raffle donations, and we're really excited about the this weekend with our pizza party and our kickoff, and we're so happy that the board can come and volunteer for that. I will be at the 4th of July party, helping the friends and signing up people for library cards and summer reading. We've been, let's see, I did finalize my federal and state reporting. There's lingering questions about our e-circ stats, so I need to get back to Josh at the Vermont Department of Libraries about that this week. And yeah, we've been just very busy at the library with everything going on as usual. My collection development is pretty good until September. And I do have a few things to go over an executive session and in terms of employment. Our volunteer stats for this year to date, we have 195.5 year to date hours. So that's averaging per month about 35.5 hours a month for our volunteers, which is about 8.8 per week. We still have some longer term projects we're working on, including some of that signage, and we're gonna start weeding again in September. So we have a lot, yeah, we have a lot going on. In terms of finances, we
Well, can I just
are.
ask a question about, because maybe the board could help knock out the getting rid of the old broken furniture in the attic and basement.
Oh God, that would be
But
amazing.
how much is there?
Yeah, in the attic we have I did,
That
let's
massive file
see.
cabinet still there, that silo.
Yeah, the filing cabinet. I put everything on the listserv for Vermont Library staff, and I've gotten no bites. So that filing cabinet, the wide one, has to go. There's a really broken bookshelf up there that's like a safety hazard. That has to go. In the basement, there's like a lot of older school style from the 60s chairs that are taking up a lot of space.
Collector's items.
In addition to, yeah, there's like
Some of
some
that school
other strange shelving down there that we could get rid of. That's like actually all of this stuff is a safety hazard, so it should go. But I would love some help getting rid of it.
we need a truck. Well, a pickup truck, right? Yeah. Nothing bigger than that.
Yeah.
You think or not? I mean, a few loads, possibly.
Definitely a few loads, definitely some more than one person kind of a thing.
Okay. Well, I think
Okay, but yeah, we're 11 months into the fiscal year at 92%. Our total overall budget is 91.88, which is great. Obviously we're kind of over in some areas and under in some. And we have for fundraise appeal 26,847 donations under fundraise appeal, 2,627. Memorial is steady at 1,200-ish. And then our reserve fund hasn't changed. We have a total listing of grants for at 1,308. And the friends are hovering around 4,300 at this point. We just
4,300.
received a check, a donation check for the friends.
One single one that boosted it that much. That's nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah. Very generous.
Cool.
Any questions?
Nope. So we're in our final month of the year. So okay. That sounds good. And I looked over the town reports too, but we don't need to do that out here. I'm interested that tech questions have fallen so much. I know they were up before.
Yeah, tech questions are up from the previous month. From the previous year, they're way down. I feel like part of it is human error in just not marking them appropriately, which is like a constant reminder.
Yeah, because when I was volunteering this morning, I thought, I mean, if, well, tell me about this. Somebody needed help to get on the public computer and, and get herself organized. Is that considered a tech question?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be considered
I
tech.
don't think it was recorded. It wasn't recorded by me. I wasn't the person who helped her, but so I was wondering about that too. If people have just like, they just automatically go help people and don't think about what the nature of it is.
It just happens all the time. It's just
Yeah.
the nature of it. It's like
That's what you
you
guys
have
do.
to remind, reminding staff of it every, every week. And also it's just sometimes, the other part, I think part of what you're seeing here is that we do have tech help now with David Hale.
Yeah.
And so he's coming in twice a month and helping with certain things that we used to help with. And it was like so time consuming to help with some of these things. But I mean, literally people bringing in their desktops and like, hey, I need to help with this. And but yeah, I think that's partly what we're seeing. People are have fewer reference and tech questions recently, so that could be it. But
So
yeah.
I'm thinking that maybe we could ask him to give the board a refresher on how to set up
Zoom.
Zoom and the owl. Maybe
I
we
wonder if
could
he
ask him
knows.
to come to a meeting, or not a meeting, but like meet us before a board meeting or something.
David Hale
Yeah.
or Eric.
Or Eric. Because we had quite a fiasco here, kerfuffle.
I tried this.
That's all right. Hey, no.
Because
We
we had
got
to
there.
swap computers. There was all kinds of things, and we couldn't find a dongle for my
So
Mac. All the
maybe
things.
up for discussion later, but
Yeah.
I think that would be a good thing for us to do.
In general, but
In
it could
general.
probably needs to be in-house.
Yeah.
I know David too, and I don't know that he
Okay.
understands owls and stuff, but
Gotcha.
maybe he does. I don't know. Okay, thanks for all that. And then Amy's last day is Saturday.
Saturday.
I'm hearing all over town how people are gonna miss her. So,
Let me just keep going this.
yeah. And just spoiler alert, it's a bit of a spoiler alert, but I saw the bingo card for the summer reading and it's pretty wild. So I think hopefully it, and Trisha, somebody was, oh, Amy was telling me that on bad weather days, you might get more people in just because they're looking for something to do. So we'll hope for high attendance on Saturday. Okay, cool. Well, thank you for all that. Old business, we don't have any. So we're going to move right to new business. So 4th of July book sale in support of the Friends book sale. We didn't. Is Tony going to send out like I need help on moving books and all the things she usually does?
Yeah, she'll send an email. I think she's looking to move books from the basement on Thursday before, so
The third.
Thursday, July 2nd.
Yeah, second.
And there's a ton of books down there. I just went down, and yeah, it's pretty well organized, but there's a lot of boxes.
Okay,
I'll be there.
So that's one I think I can help then too.
We're
But
also doing something a little different this year. We're keeping it up for a full week, from Saturday to Saturday because it's Saturday. So then, yeah, we'll just have like free, like towards the end, it'll just be free books. So hopefully we get rid of a lot that way.
yeah.
There's also at the Hartford recycle station dump place, there is a box for books.
Yeah, a
So
bin, like a bin for
like you know
books.
how they have the donation of clothes bins and things like that, that there's a book one at the
Side by
dump.
side with a
Yeah.
closed one. Yeah, that's new. So it's not just two boxes to listen every day.
Every day. Yeah.
Okay, great. So that'll be one thing to help. And she should definitely. It was really sweet last year when she put a note in the listserv, like, young, teenagers came out of the woodwork to help move. It was fast. So she should still do the listserv. And when is she going to do shifts for the day itself? Do you know? I can ask. We could ask her too. But Do you know
I
when?
didn't hear that question.
Sorry,
What?
when Tony is going to do shifts for the day itself for coverage? I mean,
Yeah,
it's a ways away still, so.
it's 9 to 3. Usually it's like all of the friends kind of all day.
Yeah,
So,
I've done it the last few days. It's fun for
oh
networking.
yeah, that's right. You were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this year we'll have the Square set
Yeah.
up so people can pay with credit card if they want to.
You're running over to bank. Okay, cool. Okay. Well, thank you for that, and it'll be exciting. Okay, the next item, because we had to slash is we had to slash our book and programming budget to make the cuts that the town asked for. We do have that robust amount of money in the fundraising dollars, and so I want to discuss using a chunk of that money to offset so we can actually keep programming and keep books alive. So I want to talk to the board about that because we need to actually make a motion to spend some chunk of that money. Certainly don't want to spend all of it
No.
because we're going to have other droughts probably. I don't have a motion specifically, but I wanted to discuss it, and I want to leave this evening with Tracy authorized to spend X amount of that money
Yeah.
in the
Tracy,
coming year.
I don't know if you have it off the top of your head. Do you remember how much we cut off of that budget? Maybe.
I think it was
This month.
a total of like almost 5,000 for books for kids and adults together combined, and then
Okay, close to
programming
safety.
was like a couple hundred.
Oh, so if we say 5,500 of what we need
To
to raise
return
or
to,
return.
but that was already a very
Yeah.
trimmed down.
Yeah.
What ideally would you want that you could make good use of in terms of, adding to programming and books also could help offset the expensive stuff like audiobooks and the enormous amounts we pay to be parts of the state, the various canopy and the stuff that's
Yep.
really high demand and expensive. I mean, half a lot of people
So
are working only digital or
there's a
remotely.
couple of things kind of going on that I've been working on the budget for fiscal year 27, 28,
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Without going off of anything concrete in our actual numbers for this year. So that's it's kind of like
That's
going
true.
blind.
Yeah.
But I do know that things are increasing. The consortium costs are increasing. That's Green Mountain Library Association that we belong to. And that gives us like access to all of our like our ILS system, our catalog system, which is called Aspen. It gives us access to other libraries in terms of this consortium, like borrowing MARC records for books and cataloging and indexing and all of that. The issue is that courier system costs are going up, book costs are going up, and our office supplies have gone up, and processing did go up because we didn't have access to a publisher or a vendor who was processing our
So
books.
you're doing
So,
all of it in-house now, correct?
no, not now. I mean, now we've turned a page. So I'm like really hoping that those costs go down, but we're still finding that we do need to buy books elsewhere. And so then, so it is a little, it's not as bad as it was this year, but it will be something to look at. And, what was the other? There was one other thing. So with the courier, I think a couple of years ago, I cut it to one stop only. So, and it cut our courier costs in half, which is great. The problem is I think we need to go back to two stops. And that's because we're part of this pilot program that I've mentioned a few times called the One Card.
Yeah.
And within the One Card, we're in a pilot program where we're trying to work on reciprocal borrowing. And reciprocal borrowing would mean that one card libraries can use the courier for those items. So that means that you don't have to go to Norwich for your Robert Frost book that you really want. You can borrow it through Aspen, put a hold on it, and it will be shipped to us from Norwich. It's great for accessibility, and libraries are all about accessibility for all. And so I love this idea. It does mean that potentially we're going to have to go back up to two stops per. The other thing that's going up is our digital services membership line, and that's because everything's going up with GMLC. So those are things we're going to have to look at when Kathleen and Meredith and I all meet and go over this new budget. That being said, I would love to increase the book budget to what it was before when we were trying to, when we wanted it, like I wanted the book budget to be like 9,500, 10,000 for adult books.
Adult books in physical form, or some of these other to offset some of these other
That's
things you're talking about.
physical only.
All right. Well, we have to, there's got to be a sweet spot between the draconian budget we had this year, even the proposed one before it got sliced, and the wish list. But I would propose, because I don't want to spend all the fundraising money that we've
No,
accumulated
but
on
yeah, it
fundraising
is,
this.
it's just all something to think about.
But I would also want to give the library staff the latitude to offset some of these digital, or what is invisible to the public, and everybody thinks it's magical that their books arrive on interlibrary loan or whatever, but they don't understand the costs behind that. I think we have a decent grip on it, but nobody has as good a grip on it as the staff doing the work. So I'd want it not just only to be for, everybody's given this to us. It's programming and books, programming and books. So that's the fundraising latitude we have. So books, I mean, to me, I read everything digitally, so but I still feel like I'm reading books. So give you the latitude to do the divvying up between physical and other things. That would be my stance, but what other people think?
No, I just, when I know that we cut the budget there, and I guess my thinking is like when we're doing the fundraise appeal and the things that we put in that we're going to use those monies for is exactly these things, buying books, buying programs or services that will let people have access to the materials. So I'm just wondering, because I don't believe in my couple of years here that we've ever touched that money, and I don't know, and it seems like there's a little bit of a balance there that we could offset some of it this year.
I use it for like if I use it if I'm running low, like say our publicity budget is $200 and I need a sign made for whatever, the children's book room, and I need like, it's going to be $50 or whatever. I'll use the fundraising account here and there.
But those are de minimis. We want to authorize an X amount that would be your
Because I
ceiling.
understand.
You can use, I think it's up to $500 without asking the board, I believe. But I
So
think what we're talking about is allowing you a certain amount
to rebuild.
to rebuild that area that we
Yep,
take
I
over.
totally get it. So are you talking about this fiscal year or next fiscal year
For
or
building this
20?
into this current, the fiscal year we're
Current year.
about to enter, where we know we have no money for books and programming. So the 26, 27 year, 27 fiscal year, yes.
So this upcoming
This
fiscal
one that
year.
starts July 1.
Okay.
But what's that?
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
No.
You're saying this hasn't been touched for as long as you've been. Do you know how many years of accumulation that fundraising is?
It's been like 4 years, because I had to write all the letters to the carpet people, because originally it was all being preserved until we had $60,000 that the carpet was supposed to be, and we were never going to get $60,000,
So we
and
claimed
nobody cared.
it. We claimed it.
That was a very big priority of the previous director, but she wanted to carpet the staff area, not the public. I was like, wait, this is so screwy. So anyway, so I wrote to all the people that thought they'd given money to carpet to make sure they were okay with redirecting it, and they all were. So that froze the money for a while. So truthfully, we have not, that's why it's as big as it is, because yeah. we only make like 4,000 a year. So it's yes. been quite a few years that it's been building.
So I would say if you wanted to vote on something, I would say 6,000 to 7,000.
For this next year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was thinking more like a third of it, but 24 and change. It's up high. It's hot. It's up in Tracy's library report. I think it's 24 and change. Yeah.
I'm thinking that
75 maybe.
I was thinking 75. I'm kind of between that 10,000 and 5,000.
Kathleen, are you there? I'm sorry. It's like.
Yeah, she's still there.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Where'd you go?
She's here. I think maybe jet lagged, but she's here. She's coming off mute.
Okay. I also don't want to like use it all in 1 year.
No,
do you
no,
know
no.
What I mean,
yeah.
I want to be able to because what's going
yeah,
on right
I
now is scary, and I think that if we can be generous but responsible,
yeah,
to that be, I mean, because that's why we're here.
Right.
For books and material and access. Mm-hmm. So I just worry that the fundraising is going to take a dip because everybody is tightening up.
Yeah.
And
also, you'd want to use less because of that?
Well,
in case
yeah.
we have to use it in multiple years?
Yeah.
This
all right.
Is the number we're talking about?
Yeah, it's actually more. It's 26,
yeah,
26. 8.
So even if we use like 7,000, we basically sell
yeah.
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 I'm comfortable with that, I guess.
Okay.
That,
7 or not, and not 7,500?
7.
Okay. So that's what Tracy said was her upward.
Yeah.
So Kathleen, any thoughts or additions?
On 7,000?
Yeah.
And what's
total,
the...
Hold it back up. We have 26,847,77.
Okay.
It's not collecting interest. It's just sitting there.
I mean, we can't use that money for wages,
salaries,
no. benefits. We
no.
can't.
It has
it
to
is,
be for stuff.
It has to be for... accessible material for the public.
Yeah.
And so
it has to be, I mean, technically it has to be for what we stated in each letter each year, which has
right.
been very like
very general.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in general, books and programming is what we name.
Yeah.
And Meredith, you said like a third of that you wanted?
No, I was thinking, but other people
okay.
make the other case. Yeah, I was just saying my thoughts, but people are making compelling cases.
We can
so.
Always do 7,000 this year, do our fundraising appeal,
yeah.
see what comes
see
in,
what
and
happens.
Then plan ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so Kathleen, what do you think?
I think, yeah, that 7 is fine if we want to kind of figure out what's going to go, do the fundraising appeal, what we're going to have for the next year.
Yeah. Okay, you want to make a motion while you're not on mute?
I'm motion to approve the $7,000.
Okay, be used for materials. It sounds like more than programming, or give you the latitude for
programming and books.
Books and programming. No, it can't be services because that could be like janitor or something.
Oh well, I know like services like GMLs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess is what I'm.
Oh, got it. Okay.
GML.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay. Cool. Okay, any other discussion? Okay, all in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, it passed unanimously with our one absent person. All right, thank you. Okay, the long-awaited manuals.
Oh, wait, one more.
Whoops, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped right over C, board fundraising, speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to toss the baton to you.
Yeah, thanks.
So
speaking of making cuts to the line item, I had the idea of doing a basket raffle silent auction thing at the 4th of July with the theme of table of contents.
I love it.
So each basket is genre themed. So as like I'm doing poetry. So I'm gonna do, there's a book out called Pickles, and it's all about pickleball, and the form of poetry. And then I'm gonna get a set of pickleball rackets and put it in a nice little whatever and set that out for raffle. So if I think I sent this out to everybody to be thinking about. Those were just ideas that I had. So if you would like to do a basket, just let me know and I will add it to the sign. I do have a couple of other artist friends that are giving me some vases and pottery kinds of things. The
So for a
school,
flower one?
sorry.
So for like a flower arranging type
But
basket
yeah.
for gardening?
So, and I also had a sewing elective and they were doing sewing for a cause. So some of them have donated their quilts and some dog leashes to put in that as well. I am gonna contact Jill Lloyd, Aging in Heartland. Apparently they've done basket raffle before and I don't want to step on toes. So I'm gonna contact her. So if this isn't sort of the right time, then we'll find another time to do the raffle slash silent auction thing. I
Yes.
haven't quite figured all of it out yet.
Yeah, they have a huge tabling for with their
They have,
harvest
but they've
thing.
always they always asked me to do one and they didn't this year. And
So
I
I
know that mine has made them a lot of money and cost me a lot.
are
Well,
they not doing it this
I
year, the
don't
raffle?
know. That they should have already asked, right? So people could run around and get better prices than I
So
get.
yeah, what I'm saying is if
Yeah.
I find out they are doing it, I will back off gracefully and we'll find another time to add that kind of a fundraiser in.
We could even display the baskets here for
We
like a
could.
month
Yeah.
at a high
Yeah.
time.
Yeah.
That's true.
We could do that too. So I'm just kind of, letting you
Yeah.
know that it could happen, it could not
But
happen.
we have to be ready to jump if everybody's willing to make a
Yeah.
basket, because doing this with just having like three baskets is kind of not enough.
Yeah.
Just to say.
Yeah.
So I will contact Jill and then send everybody an email and then you can
All
reply.
right.
And if I don't have enough baskets, maybe we'll just do it here. John Letter has given me the form to fill out to get a t I have a tent that we can use as a pop-up. He said he would waive the cost for the library to do it. So it's all in motion if I get the go-ahead from Jill. And I also connected with Tony just to make sure that we weren't kind of overstepping on the book sale. And she's fine with the idea. And I also being over in the other part of the
Yeah,
deal,
over there.
I could send everybody to the book sale,
Right.
kind of like, don't forget. So I think good advertising. So we'll just see where it falls. But I wanted to put that out there that I was trying to cook something up. And also looking at, and I still need to look into it, of doing sort of like library shirts and baseball caps and water bottles, but I need to look into the tax portion of that. I know we're exempt, but I just need to feel better about,
Do we have to charge them?
yeah, I just need to feel better about
Do you know?
presenting
We'll see.
everybody.
If we sold library paraphernalia through
Would
the Friends are the are who has a not-for-profit, so really it has to flow through.
It would have to flow through.
But
So I would need to talk to them.
yeah, but also, do you have to charge sales tax? We don't charge, definitely don't charge it at the book sale.
No,
Think you
if
do.
for them, I don't think
Yeah, because we
so.
don't have to collect it. We're not a
Okay.
business.
But
Okay.
it's just something future thinking about to offset some of the finances that we're looking at. That was all I had to bring.
All right, so basically, answer the call for the book sale when it comes, for the book baskets, or like the Friends, just to ask random people to do it. I'm not a part of the Friends of, I mean, the Aging in Heartland, I mean. So you could also ask a friend who's creative or whatever if they would be willing to do one.
When do we send our annual appeal out?
November.
Yeah. Yeah,
So we'll
sort
have
of
time.
connected to the Thanksgiving giving. Yeah, it's not connected
Yeah.
to that
I
ask.
actually just started looking for mailing, direct mailings people
What a
today.
nightmare.
Yeah, my summer to-do list.
All right. So that's that, unless anybody has any other questions or comments. Okay, now the library policy and HBL personnel policy manuals. You all got links to them.
Yep.
Do you want first?
Well, yeah, we're not going to scroll through all the pages for sure, but And I know it was a lot if you were traveling, Kathleen, I doubt you got to relook at it. This, we've seen this for months, but we just, it's been slowed down a little bit with Tracy's medical leave, et cetera. So what I would propose for tonight, especially if we, is that we, I would like to move it and get it signed because we're, it's way past when we usually do in the annual, in our annual cycle. It, like in content, in the spirit of the content, but we propose that we get it copy edited before it's posted. But that way we could all sign it Saturday because everybody's going to be around at one point or another, and we could have copies for the board to just slip behind the desk and sign it. Is the library physically going to be open, Tracy? I know the bathrooms will.
Yeah, we'll be open on Saturday.
Of course, it's Saturday. It's a normal day. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could just slip behind the counter at some point during our pizza running shifts.
Yeah.
And sign it. So that's what I'm proposing because I know, yeah, I just want to hear what people have to say. So bring it on. I've looked at it way too much.
I put some comments in it today. It was my first time looking through it.
Okay.
I already mentioned to you some of the like grammatical stuff that, and that's some of that copy editing stuff that can just get.
Yeah, there's some slipping between first and third person.
Yeah,
at times.
just a little, yeah.
A couple places.
Yeah, feel free to make those edits, Allison.
I did. So you guys
they're accepting. We just gave everybody commenting, so
yeah.
It would.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wanted to make sure it was in.
Using my computer.
Yeah, so I know. I right? Really didn't see.
I can't remember what.
Do you want to pull it up?
On there, it's yeah. I think it's.
No, they were. I don't think it's in the folder.
Oh, it's
though.
Not in the folder.
No, yeah, she shared it in an email.
I saw your comments.
In the personnel manual, there was one comment that I had, at least one comment that I had.
Well, let's stick with the policy.
Oh, do you want to do the policy manual first?
I'm looking at the policy.
I think everything in the policy manual might have been, like, you had some comments about things being repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was acceptable, and they were, right?
Yeah, I think, are they gone? Are they still there?
They're still there.
Okay. So should I go clean those up, or Tracy, would you? Because those aren't substantive either. That was around the harassment, I think, and then I was convinced in April that I was wrong, that they needed to be repetitive. So they could all have gone away, if that's a repetition. That's what I remember, but it was months ago.
Yeah, so this was one of my questions. It was about the Heartland Library Card and who's eligible for it, and that there are town employees, elementary school employees, and they don't have to be residents. But the proof of, these are just like silly questions that I don't know the answers to. It says they need a valid form of ID and something that proves that they live in Heartland, but if they don't live in Heartland, then like, how do they do that?
Well, if they're paying for a card, they don't need to provide.
No, we're talking about municipal employees are all eligible for a card if they want, whether or not they live in city limits.
Like usually we know all the teachers.
And the town employees.
And so it's kind of, it's a very small pool.
Curious, like the way that it was worded.
And they would have ID though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Teachers all have ID at least.
Yeah, or like even just some kind of card or something. But yeah, it's a tiny, it's a very small pool of people.
John, do you have a card? A library card?
You could. This is another thing that I was just thinking of because we had talked originally about
having the lights on, if that's okay. Yeah, I'm listening. I just want to get
the dance party fundraiser that we had. We had talked about having it here and about having alcohol, and we just say that alcohol is prohibited on library premises.
Yeah.
So maybe we want to have that be its own clause that says alcohol is prohibited except, you know, explicitly when there's a sanctioned permitted library event.
Yeah.
I think we want to do that.
Yeah. Otherwise, we never ever could do something fun here.
Yeah. So that's
with
just
alcohol.
One, like,
we have to go to Damon Hall.
No fun. Yeah. No fun at the library.
And that everything that I had said. I think everything else was like small little wording.
Yeah.
Grammatical things.
Well, thank you for that.
I feel like Allison could be our new Chris.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope that's not a bad thing.
No,
No, it's
that's
a
a
good
good
thing.
thing. He
That's
was
a
our copy
compliment.
editor, but he chose not to run because he's writing his own book or
Oh.
whatever, raising his own kid.
Yeah, those were all
Yeah.
written on the policy.
I think, Allison, if I gave you editing
Yeah.
capabilities, you could make some of these changes and it wouldn't.
I did make them. They're in track changes.
Oh, they are.
Oh, okay.
I made them for the grammatical suggestions. I didn't make them for like the
But you
alcohol.
captured these comments.
Yes, the
Yeah.
comments are in there.
Okay, do you want to authorize Allison to bring it home?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
I'll
All right.
get
Yeah.
them.
So, but
Oh,
no,
it's true. I
and
cannot
just repeat there, none
change.
of these were substantive.
Yeah, they're
They didn't change
all
policy or
different.
anything. Kathleen, I know you've been traveling and with child, children, families. So I don't know if you got a chance to look at them again or not.
I'm looking at them right now. I'm going over. I think it makes sense what Allison's talking about, just the wording and then some of the kind of clauses put into just to cover everything.
We never cover everything, just to be clear. That's why we
Well,
revise it
why we
every
do
year.
cover as much
So
as we can.
I am the one who doesn't want perfect to be the enemy of the good, but I like when we know something, we should address it for sure. But there will always be things that come up that we need to address in the next year.
The
Seems to always
document
be the
will
case.
be here on Saturday.
The signature pages.
Yep.
So, but Tracy, I say that so blithely, but you have the, can you make that happen? Are you in
Yeah, Amy and I are
Saturday?
working Saturday.
Okay, and then how about tomorrow? So who's working tomorrow?
It's me, Amy, and Eric tomorrow, but I have my cookbook potluck
Oh,
event,
wow.
so I'll be in a little bit
Okay.
late tomorrow.
Yeah, likely. Okay, well, but can the signature pages for both these documents, well, we've only discussed one so far, but be there in case we pass the vote tonight.
Tomorrow?
No, Saturday, by Saturday.
Oh, yeah, of
Okay, cool.
course.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's vote on this one since we've
I'll
got to get.
make a motion to accept the new library personnel.
No,
Nope.
this is not voting. This is the
Nope. I
policy.
flipped it under the. I make a motion to accept the Heartland Public Library policy manual updates that Allison will provide for us.
Okay. And
I'll second it.
perfect.
Can I?
Yeah, you can
You
second it.
can.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, great. Moving on to the personnel policy. This is the one with some pronoun reference sloppiness. First and third person one. Was it
No,
first
that
person
was the
plural and singular?
policy one actually that had all that.
Oh, so the personnel manual?
No, the policy manual was the one that
What,
had
oh, okay.
the. It
Oh,
just
good.
says,
I
in
feel
some
better.
cases, it
I
says,
didn't have my
we
hands
will
on
do
that.
this, and other places, it says, the library will do this.
Got
And
it,
I'm
got
like,
it.
this
So
should be
first
the
and third
efficient
point. Yeah, it
language
should
of
be
it, yeah.
consistent. Yep. That could be decades old.
It
That's
could
been
be.
getting
It's
slipping
only in
by.
like the first five.
No, it's not. That's the new card policy
Okay.
from 20 early 20 March 2025.
Got it. So that's the problem. Sometimes the policies get lifted in
That's
wholesale
exactly
and
what
then,
I thought it was
yeah.
because it was only in that first section.
Yep. Okay, cool. Okay, moving on to the personnel manual, which is a clean document dated today. So because I was wanting it to be so. I did have my pen all over this one, so I have nothing to add, but other people may feel free to pick apart other things. Yes.
Oh, yes, sorry. I know that I had at least one note on this one, too.
Good. You are the new Chris, the new
You can't give me
official
things and say read
editor.
them,
No, I
and
remember
then.
it was.
Okay, it does seem to be a typo here that
Oh,
I made a note of that.
on member at large? Oh, no,
It
those are
says
people now.
library director, period, F. I don't know.
Oh,
And
open.
then
Oh,
on the
and
hours
totally.
for events,
Yeah,
so it
yeah,
looks like
yeah,
just something was
yeah.
just
That's a
me.
typo.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is just repetitive.
Yeah, right. I thought so too. But there was
Okay, it
that.
is this section
Yeah.
about the
Harassment?
unsatisfactory
Every performance.
performance. And it might get, I made these comments and then got to the harassment section, so
Okay.
we might feel like it is already covered. My two comments were instead of saying if the library staff have a grievance with the library director that has not been remedied through weekly check-ins or honest communication, I think we should say direct
Direct. Oh, yeah,
communication
I like
because
that.
it's just easier
Tracy, you
to
heard of
know.
that? Direct communication, lack of
Yeah.
honest on
Easier to
page.
know if someone has had
Yep.
direct rather
Yeah.
than
Direct
honest
is easier to
communication.
document.
Yep. And then
Honest can be subjective, unfortunately, these days.
this was a comment about does this language go
far enough. I hadn't read the harassment section yet, but I was like, you know, if there's some kind of flagrant mismanagement or abuse from
It
the
would
library
be,
director, that would go under harassment, we think, so it wouldn't even, this
Need to,
wouldn't apply to
correct.
it. Okay, because I was like, you know, if someone's being really harassed, they're not going to be like, I had honest communication. They're going to want to report
They
it.
Yeah, they don't want to have.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That, I think that was it. If you just scroll to the bottom, I don't think that there were any other comments from me on there.
So honest to direct, I love that.
Yep.
And then the other one went away because it's handled under
it's
harassment.
It's handled under
And then there's one typo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's.
And one typo.
Yeah.
Yep. So
okay, cool. All right. So I make a motion to accept the Heartland Public Library Personnel Manual, correct?
Yes.
They keep moving. I got it.
Subject to, ready for signature Saturday. So there's official copy, subject to the light editing that Allison will also provide here.
I don't know what that one typo is supposed to be saying, though.
I think just get rid of the F.
Yeah,
okay.
And then capitalize open.
Okay.
I can fix it too, Allison. I think I remember what it said.
Kathleen, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Somebody else second me.
Oh, I seconded.
Oh, you did? Oh, Allison seconded. Okay. All right, any other discussion? Okay, I call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
We are so agreeable. Way. Yay. That's been bugging me for 4 months. Yay. Okay. Item E, discuss summer Heartland Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. We have, this has worked really well in the past to go lighter in the summer because it's been hard to schedule with vacations. We were missing one person tonight. So I would propose that we meet as a full board in August at our usual time. That's 8 weeks, or move it. We could look at that. But whenever you start sliding away from our usual custom, then we're like, not sure, but that we use July for below quorum the meetings that we need, the budget building and fundraising primarily, that way people feel they have the time to give to these other important areas. So that was what I was thinking.
Yeah, because I'm
you're
doing
away.
A bunch of chunk of time here.
Yes, and exactly. And I'm already on the hook. Kathleen and I are going to be meeting with Tracy. So we're below quorum and
July will be.
Well, that's my proposal. That's what I'm suggesting.
Or small.
Smaller committees.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get the budget built out on time.
Budget and fundraising.
Yeah.
When is the budget?
It's really early this year.
Yes, no.
Early. It's been
so
asked for.
I was just going to comment. If I
okay.
Can. We have not started budgeting yet. So
well,
we will send out the budget earlier than we have in the past. So we talked about like early to mid-August.
Here.
But we have not, we have not even as the town really started the budget process. So I think work now is preemptive and may need and may be subject to change because we don't know what we're looking at yet. You know, we don't have, you know, health insurance information. It's just starting to come in. We don't have a cost of living adjustment yet. You know,
we're basically, I've redone the budget. We're going to talk about it and we're leaving those areas blank.
Because we don't know. But we were asked to provide a draft, I believe, in August.
Yeah.
No, we will send out the budget sheets in August.
Okay.
Which is earlier than we had in the
past.
Normally they go out in September, so it'll be
so a month.
It'll be a month earlier.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Good.
All right. And when is the budget going to finalize?
No firm date. We typically have then the rec and the highway and the library come in October typically.
So that's not going to be pressed earlier.
No. I think this gives us more time.
Okay.
I think it gets occasionally pushed into November, which creates really tight turnaround time because we have to have it done basically by the end of the year so we can get it all warned and noticed for town meeting and published.
I'm just curious because I've never done this before.
No,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Early to mid-fall, basically.
So good. So
October.
Yeah.
Ish.
October.
Okay.
Ish.
Okay, good to know from the horse's mouth. So But I still stand by the idea of no July meeting, because, I mean, usually we have no July meeting and we can all disappear, but, so if we don't have.
Yeah, the three of us still need to talk about the budget and what I'm proposing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So those would be meetings. So that's my proposal, unless somebody feels strenuously that we need to meet. There's also not, in our board annual calendar, there's not a lot of press, except for to start ramping up for budget in July. So.
So our next meeting would be the August.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you and I can set up a time to meet in July, and then.
Yeah, Kathleen, we have something tentative on the calendar.
Okay.
Already, so.
Beautiful.
Okay, so that, I don't think we need to move that. It's not.
I don't think so.
So that's just, okay, good.
If so, I move it.
I'll second it.
All right.
All in favor, not meeting in July? I really don't think it's a board, we need to have a board vote on it. Okay, and we are now need to go into executive session, so you get to go home, we don't. Thank you for coming and for the clarifications.
Tracy, yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, bathroom breaks, and we'll stop recording.
Oh, okay.
Point of order.
Yes.
You should make a motion to go into executive session citing the statutory reference.
Right, right.
Before you.
We were just about to.
Before you stop the recording.
Yes, yes, yes. We're still recording. Yes, Stacy can vote, okay.
Yeah.
So I make a motion, we go into executive session for the purposes of discussing confidential personnel matters. That is under statute one, VSA, clause 313. Anybody want a second?
I second.
A second.
Okay, all in favor?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, we can stop recording. John has exited.
Send me that.
Yes, I would, yes, yes, absolutely.